brought the palms down, remembering the triumphal entry. Across the course of this week, we remember how Jesus gathered with his disciples in the upper room and prepared them for what was going to take place. Friday is going to be a Holy Friday time when we remember the sacrifice of Christ. And I hope that you'll be here on Friday evening and bring some folks with you to have a very special blessing. You know, we get to hear our handbell choir sing, but I play from time to time. But I think this is the first time, Evie, that they've done an entire service. And we are so looking forward to that. It's going to be a really, really special time. And then next Sunday, we gather together to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday. And I am so excited about that. But today is the day when we remember the service and the sacrifice of our Lord. Across the last 2 months, we've been talking a great deal about the cross. And this morning, as we prepare ourselves to share the Lord's Supper, I want us to remember what it is that the cross calls us to do as we remember the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we remember this, that the cross calls us to remember. As he gathered with his disciples in the upper room, Jesus broke the unleavened bread. Later, he would share the sacramental cup. And he revealed what was on his mind, the cross. What did he say to them? The same thing he says to us today. This is my body. It's broken for you. This is my blood. It's shed for your sake. This is my life given as a ransom for many. For Jesus, the cross was the vehicle of his ultimate sacrifice. He had come to earth to teach, yes, to heal, yes, to perform miracles, of course. But mostly we remember that he came to die. He came to give his life as a sacrifice and a ransom for many. The Lord's Supper, as we share it in a few moments, will be all about the broken body and the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's our observance that reminds us that Jesus told us to do this. He said, as you gather from time to time, there need to be those moments when the entire focus is on the cross. Entire focus is upon the sacrifice. And then he gave us a command. He said, remember. Do this in remembrance of me. Never forget the cross. Never forget the sacrifice. If you ever lose sight of the sacrifice that Jesus made for you, then we lose our very purpose for existence as a church. Christian believers remembered long before the Gospels were written, long before anybody had a church building in which they could meet. The details of that night were widely known among believers. Long before we had any of the things that we take for granted as a church, believers were gathering together and they were sharing the bread. And they were participating in the cup, and they were reminding one another of what Christ had done. How do I know that's true? We read about it just a few moments ago in Corinthians, where Paul wrote and said, I received from the Lord what I passed on to you. Someone else told me what we were to do, and I'm telling you, and you pass it on. And today, we remember. We remember what Christ has done for us. Paul became part of that chain of memory, and it's a chain that is unbroken through the history of the church. That chain points the way to those of us who love the Lord. Through millions of believers and thousands of churches, and hundreds of years, the Lord's Supper has been part of what we do together. And on this Palm Sunday, as we gather with one another, we remember this, that we're part of the history of those who remember. And we remember how much He loved us. And we remember how deep the sacrifice. And we remember the Lord. The cross calls us to remember, but it also calls us to participate. One of the things that's obvious throughout the Gospels is that being a follower of Jesus involves what you do as much as what you believe. Christianity is an active faith. It is not just a set of doctrines that we embrace. It's not just belief that we say we have in common. It is about giving ourselves to the Lord, being actively committed to Jesus. In fact, the way Christians were described at the beginning was what? Followers of the way. Followers, people who stepped out and walked with Jesus. And that's why the Lord gave us the Lord's Supper. It's a way that we participate in the crucifixion and the sacrifice of the Savior. We participate by receiving the forgiveness and redemption of Christ. This is my body broken for you. There's something interesting about that term broken in the original language. You know what? It describes ongoing activity. Now, that doesn't mean Jesus has to go to the cross again and again and again. But it does mean this. Because Jesus died once for all on the cross, the impact of His sacrifice will never end as long as this world exists. Over and over and over and over, the power of the cross touches individuals. The power of the cross reaches out to churches. The power of the cross is the testimony that we have. And it will never end. When Jesus said, "For you," He was gazing directly into your eyes and my eyes. He was saying, "This is my body broken, not just a long time ago in Jerusalem for a certain group of people, but for everybody who names Jesus." Partaking of the bread and juice is an expression of a very real truth, that when you invite Jesus into your life, you're allowing your heart and your mind and your soul to be touched by Him and what He's done for you. So He gave His life for us, and we're to give our lives away as well. Not on a cross of wood, but on the cross of everyday obedience. We live each day in the shadow of the cross. And the cross calls us to proclaim. Paul stated it plainly in the passage we read together. "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim." Proclaim what? You proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. If you could tell someone only one fact about Jesus Christ, what would it be? That experience was driven home again in my mind this past week. 8 million people in the city we visited. Only about 1% are evangelical believers. And this is what one of the missionaries told me. He said, "If they are fortunate, the people in this city may have one opportunity to hear the gospel." If they are fortunate, one time somebody will tell them about Jesus. It's true of the people around us as well. Even in the Bible Belt, here in the Deep South, where it seems as though everybody has 1, 2, 3, 4. I counted my Bibles a few weeks ago when I was kind of clearing out my library. You know what I found out? I've got 80 Bibles. in my office. Different versions that came from different places. And we think to ourselves, everybody around here has access to the gospel. And yet so many around us may never hear about the love of Jesus. The cross calls us to proclaim. We declare the Lord's death. So if you could tell them one fact about Jesus, if you had that one opportunity to tell them one fact, what would you tell them? That he was born in Bethlehem? That he healed the sick and caused the blind to see? That he taught as no man who ever lived? All of those things are vital. All of those things are true. All of those things are important. But the single most important thing that any of us can do is to declare the Lord's death. He loved you. He gave himself for you. He died in your place so that through faith in him, you can live eternally. And that's what the Lord's Supper is all about. That Jesus gave his life as a perfect sacrifice because God loved each of us enough to die for our failures and our guilt and our lostness and our sin. So as we enter this Easter week, as we share the Lord's Supper, let this one thought be consistently on your mind. Jesus loved you so much. He died on a cross, all for you, if only you believe. And because we believe, we share in the Lord's Supper. It is a celebration. It is an act of gratitude. It is a word of testimony that Jesus said, "This is my body. This is my blood. This is for you." So join me as we gather at the table of the Lord. Deacons, come and let's share this time together. For you to be freed from eternal death, Christ had to die. You must only believe. For you to be brought near to God, Christ had to be separated from him. You must only believe. For you to be pardoned from sin, Christ had to be condemned. You must only believe. Christ purchased your redemption with his blood. You receive it with belief. God required his son to suffer. He requires you to trust in that suffering. You rebelled. Christ suffered. It was for the remission of your sins. You believe. God saves. The Bible says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread." Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the bread, the symbol of the broken body of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you gave your life for us that we might believe and that we might share the love of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. After he'd broken it, he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And in the same manner, he took the cup. Let's pray. Father God, we're so grateful for this opportunity this morning to come to your house. And to show you, Father, our love for your sacrifice, which you so freely gave. Lord, we thank you for that, and we praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for this time today that we have set aside, Father, to remember you and the sacrifice that was shed that we may have eternal life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you declare the Lord's death until he comes. Or this morning, we would say, we declare the Lord's death until we can proclaim the risen Savior. And that will be our opportunity in just a week. Bible says they sang a hymn and then they made their way on to the garden and into the events of the crucifixion. And today we conclude our service with a hymn of invitation. If today is the day when you would like to give your life to Jesus, we invite you to come. Let's stand together. Let's sing. We got to share this morning together to participate in the Lord's Supper and to prepare ourselves for the celebration of his resurrection. Look forward to seeing you tonight as we continue on in our Romans study. I hope you'll be there. It's going to be a great time. We're going to do a little more sharing about the trip. And let me remind you that traditionally in spring break week, we do not have Wednesday activities. So Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening, we'll not be gathering together. But we anticipate celebrating Easter together. Let's bow together for our final prayer. And then as we sing one last song, as we're dismissed. Father, we thank you for the cross. We thank you, Lord, for all the ways we have remembered it and celebrated it over the last 2 months. But especially on this day, when we remember that the one who said, "My body broken and my blood spilled," is the one we will celebrate for his resurrection next Sunday. So, Father, as we go from this place, help us to remember the blessing and the gift of the cross and the way we got to celebrate it together through the Lord's Supper this morning. And bring us, Lord, together next Sunday, ready to celebrate our risen Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.